This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Ryan Reynolds' upcoming Detective Pikachu flick officially has a release date. Universal Pictures is set to debut the live-action Pokemon film on May 10th, 2019. The film is set to follow a teen whose father is kidnapped, and she must team up with Pikachu in order to find him. A sassy journalist helps them on their quest. And who doesn't love a sassy journalist? Justin Bieber is reportedly set on proving to Selena Gomez that he's a better boyfriend this time around. They've been spotted all around LA getting super close again, but as far as the holidays are concerned, they'll be spending them apart. Selena doesn't bring Justin to any family events and will be spending Christmas with her family. Justin is not invited. Huh, I wonder if Justin will toilet paper her family's house now. The Red Menace, also known as Chef Mario Batali, has been laying low since sexual allegations forced him out of his co-hosting duties on ABC TV's The Chew and put the Food Network's plans to relaunch Molto Mario, the show that made Batali a household name, on hold. The chef has also exited his restaurant business. Wow, Batali must really be stewing now. What? George and Amal Clooney gave special gifts to fellow airplane passengers to apologize for having their six-month-old twins on board. The couple passed out noise-canceling headphones, which featured the logo of the actors Casamigos tequila on them, during a recent flight to the UK. Passengers also got a note apologizing ahead of time if the twins cried. Boy, are those two classy or what? Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced that he and longtime girlfriend Lauren Hashian are expecting another baby girl together. "Our Jasmine Leah would like to make a big announcement. It's a girl," he wrote, alongside a photo of his two-year-old sitting under the Christmas tree with a sign reading, "Can't wait to be a big sister and finally be the boss." The Rock also received a star on Hollywood Boulevard this week. It's good to be The Rock. Alec Baldwin may be headed to Broadway. The 59-year-old actor says he might be making his Donald Trump parody book, You Can't Spell America Without Me, into a one-man Broadway show. Baldwin said, quote, "We may do something like Will Ferrell did with the Bush thing," unquote, referring to Ferrell's Broadway show You're Welcome, America, with Ferrell as former President George W. Bush. Not fake news. In 1991, Kyle MacLachlan won the Golden Globe for his role in David Lynch's cult classic Twin Peaks. This year, history may repeat itself as MacLachlan is nominated for the same role. Kyle said, quote, "I'm so grateful to David Lynch for creating this very special universe and allowing me to revisit it," unquote. The Golden Globe Awards will air Sunday, January 7th on NBC. 50 Cent accidentally broke $1,000 worth of DJ equipment. During a 15-song set at Miami's Aura nightclub, the rapper jumped from the speaker to the top of the DJ booth and landed right on the mixer. 50 offered to pay for the pricey equipment, but club owner Ryan Van Milligan declined, saying he was welcome back anytime. 50 brought down the house and, the equipment. Also in Miami, DJ Khaled celebrated his 42nd birthday at the Live Club over the weekend with Diddy, Lil Wayne, Busta Rhymes, and Flo Rida. Swiss Beatz and 2 Chainz performed, and a stranger sent Khaled a $200,000 bottle of Ace of Spades Rosé Champagne. Did Khaled scream out, "Another one," when he received that gift? Ty Dolla $ign and YG paid $100,000 to an Australian soccer star to make a lawsuit go away. Nelly Yoa claims Ty and YG beat him up following an argument in a Melbourne club in 2015. Yoa said the incident resulted in physical and mental trauma, which has made it hard for him to secure a lucrative soccer contract. Wow, give those two rappers a yellow card. Yikes. Bad boy Chris Brown is closing out this year with a big accomplishment. Brown received 23 certified platinum and gold plaques that included 12 multi-platinum singles. Brown proudly posted on his Instagram, quote, 74.5 million single and album sales just in the U.S., unquote. Surprise! Chris's probation officer wasn't impressed. Def Jam co-founder Russell Simmons just got into more hot water. Now, 9 women are accusing him of sexual assault or harassment. On record, he denies ever being violent with women, though 3 of the 9 are accusing Simmons of rape. He recently stepped down from his business, and HBO has also removed his name from the Def Jam Comedy Hour because, well, there's nothing funny about this. Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry and British music producer Alex de Kidd have broken up after just a few months of dating. The couple were pretty private about their relationship, and their breakup was no different. They must have done it super hush-hush because nobody here in town knew anything. De Kidd was spotted leaving a club here with another woman, so looks like he's moving right along. The Trash Bin. Britney Spears was booed by the crowd at the Lakers-Wizards game when her face popped up on the Jumbotron screen. Britney, who was at the game with sister Jamie Lynn and agent Jason Trawick, then decided to leave before halftime. When her estranged husband Kevin Federline's photo was later shown, the crowd cheered. Geez, such abuse, and Britney hadn't even opened her mouth yet to lip sync. Yep, only in Hollywood.
The news wrap-up.
The Walt Disney Company will buy 21st Century Fox for more than $52 billion. Apple is paying $400 million for Shazam, the music recognition app. Nintendo announced that it has sold more than 10 million Nintendo Switch units. The iMac Pro is Apple's most powerful desktop computer to date. Amazon has sharply curtailed hiring in Seattle as it seeks its second headquarters outside of Washington State.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Star Wars The Last Jedi blasted off to the top spot.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift has the number one album in the U.S. Reputation.
The number one app.
Heads Up continues to be the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Leonardo da Vinci by Walter Isaacson is the number one nonfiction book.
20-year-old Camila Cabello's career is red hot right now. The Cuban-American has been going nonstop ever since she left Fifth Harmony about a year ago. She's had hit collaborations with Shawn Mendes and Machine Gun Kelly. And thanks to the worldwide success of her song Havana, there's even more buzz now about the upcoming release of her debut album, Camila, on January 12th. Well, she's just dropped her follow-up single to Havana, and we love it. Here's Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Never Be the Same.
Speaking in LA when the lights are low. For one touch, I could overdose. He said, stop playing safe, girl, I wanna see you lose control. Just like nicotine, heroin, morphine. Suddenly, I'm a fiend, and you're all I need, all I need. Yeah, yeah, all I need. It's you, babe, and I'm a sucker for the way that you move.
Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Never Be the Same. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.